Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, Vegas Scores and Odds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of Vegas Scores and Odds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresandOdds.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Mandel. Call me the Goon and Joey Two Scoops. And joining me, as always, is my co-host and good buddy, John Santucci, the Tooch. Tooch, how's it going, buddy?
Joe, I'm doing good. I'm happy that you're happily married now.
Yes, I'm feeling that hunk of burning love, my friend.
Yeah, great wedding, too.
See what I did there? Well, Tooch, we're going to be talking fantasy playoffs today, buddy. But we also are joined by a very special guest tonight, a groomsman in my wedding and a fantasy football nut just like us. Here's our good friend John Kesick III. John, how you feeling tonight, buddy?
Oh, I'm still resting up from that crazy wedding of yours.
Big yeah, J.
Going out, fellas.
Oh man, it was a wild weekend of football, and we're getting ready for fantasy playoffs, man. Tooch, you're in position in a couple of leagues to make a bit of a run, but you took a big L this week in the Goon League, didn't you?
That's my fifth L in a row, too. I started out 6-1. I'm 6-6, and I'm limping into the playoffs. I'm 500 or above in my three leagues, so I think I should make the playoffs in all of them. But boy. I just have been on the wrong side a couple times here, Joe. You know, just injuries, bye weeks. I think in the barroom league, one half of my team was on bye last week. So I had to start
them. That's tough.
I had no choice. No choice but to start the guys I had, you know. So, yeah. Spaceball handed me my second loss from him. Lost to him twice already.
Well, speaking of Spaceball couldn't join us today, but we wish him a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see him after the hiatus next week. For those of you listening who don't know, Fantasy Football Goon and Shy Fans in the Stands will be on hiatus next week, the week of December 2nd, because I will be on my honeymoon with my lovely new wife, Catherine, in Maui, Hawaii. So while we're there, we're just going to have a week off to let everyone catch their breath. And we'll be back ripping and roaring the following week. So everyone get ready for that. But John,
hey,
I know
sure you get a lay.
Oh, I see what you said there. See, you said I should get a lay. for whatever potential family members are listening, I'm definitely going to put one of those lay flower necklaces over my neck because that's definitely what John's talking about.
You got my note, right, Joe? You get my note?
I did. I got your note about spots in Maui.
Some Maui tips from Tooch.
Tooch is just giving me the tip, guys.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Oh, just the tip. But anyway, so we're here and we're talking fantasy. We got off the rails a little bit there, but before we went live, we were talking about a certain fantasy quarterback that's taking the world by storm, Tooch.
Oh, man.
But before we do, I've got some music for our segment that Tooch aptly titled before we began, How Do You Stop Lamar Jackson? So, gentlemen, the question is, how do you stop Lamar Jackson? Because he looks like a man on a mission. John, before we went on air, you're talking about the one team that was able to stop them, to stop him. What do you think about the Steelers and the way they stop Lamar Jackson? And can this guy actually be contained?
Well, with the pass rush of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, that's something that they've, you know, they drafted well with. They actually did a really good job. Plus, it was early in the season, so I think that helped out quite a bit too. But I think what they need teams need to do is take a book in college football, start watching some of that a little bit, and see how they're doing it to stop this running quarterback. They need a Viper or someone just to kind of run with the quarterback. I don't see it happening right now. But something needs to happen. Otherwise, it's just going to be too simple for them. They're going to run away with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time since we've seen a quarterback kind of take the league like this. I mean, last year you had Mahomes, but he took it in a very different way than Lamar Jackson is. Mahomes took it through the air. You're seeing Lamar Jackson do it both through the air and on the ground. But Lamar Jackson, John, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, is doing it in very limited passing attempts.
Exactly. He's very efficient with the ball. When he throws the ball, it's 16 passes and he's completing, 13 of them. So, I mean, it's very efficient, but it's hard to defend because he can still run the ball at any time. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't type of thing.
Yeah, and Tooch, I know Lamar Jackson's a guy that was in a lot of drafts for us. We saw him towards, the tail end of some very late rounds. Are you kicking yourself for not making that move?
I am, because, he had an average draft position of the eighth round, so I think the first draft I was in, eighth round, comes around, I'm like, I'm ready to go. Here, got sniped. Then I'm like, I have to, jump a little faster. But he kept going, 7-6. So in three teams, I didn't get him, but I had not thought of him as a number one quarterback. So first, I think I was, trying to fill that position with someone like Matt Ryan or Deshaun Watson or Ben Roethlisberger or, Phillip Rivers or someone like that. And then if Lamar Jackson paid off, have him as my second quarterback. But that turned out to be the wrong strategy. I knew he was going to be probably the best value if he did have an eighth round, stamp on him. But he ended up going a lot sooner than that as, drafts went on. As you got to your, second, third, fourth, however many leagues you're in, he started going a lot higher.
So let me ask you this, guys. So Lamar Jackson obviously taking the league by storm, but if you, looking into next year, who's your number one fantasy pick? Is it Lamar Jackson or is it Christian McCaffrey? Tooch or John, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, I think you can make a case for both, Joe. So definitely Lamar Jackson has played his way into the first round. He has.
Absolutely, there's no doubt about
played it. Played his way into the first round. Probably he's played his way into the top two, three picks. So if you're – you can't go wrong with either one. But, he's definitely going to go top.
Do you have a preference,
John? I would agree,
John?
But I think – yeah, with Lamar Jackson, the fact that, he's throwing touchdowns, he's getting the passing yards, and on top of it, he's getting 80 yards pretty much per game, 60 yards per game. That's 6 extra points per game. Now if he starts catching passes, geez, oh, Pete, he's going to be a fantasy stud, isn't he?
Yeah,
only 3 points separate the two. Lamar Jackson's 374 fantasy points. Christian McCaffrey about 371, 372. You know, they're right near each other. I'm looking on Yahoo. It says Lamar Jackson's 99% owned. Where is he not owned, Joe? It's
got to be in crazy people leagues. But guys, Cliff Wilson in the chat room says Jackson will be a bust next season. What do you guys think about that?
I think he'll have a down season. I think people are going to figure him out. I was going to say earlier, you know, with the Patriots being an AFC, you know, with them already playing them once, I think they're going to show them something different. So, you know, I think as teams go along this year, they're going to figure it out. They're going to watch a lot of film on them in the off season, and I don't think he'll have as great of a season, but I still think he's going to be hard to stop.
Yeah, definitely a candidate for regression, Joe. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes, also a candidate for regression. He's not doing terrible either. So, I mean, he had the injuries. But, you know, I think Lamar Jackson would be a solid pick. I think if you want to play it safe, you'd take Christian McCaffrey since he's such a focal point of the offense.
Yeah, there. Well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you guys. I'm going to go McCaffrey over him, and I'm going to tell you why. Because compared to all the quarterbacks in the league, there's a lot of quarterbacks that can score similarly to what Jackson can do even in a regression year. There's not a lot of running backs that can do what Christian McCaffrey's doing right now, and that's being a workhorse back. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm not saying I don't like Jackson, but if I have the number one pick next year, I'm going McCaffrey.
Yeah, I could see that because if you're just stacking running backs, you got Christian McCaffrey at like 372 points. The next closest guy is 90 points behind him at Dalvin Cook with 281. So, you know, it's Joe's making a good case. And then, you know, in the top 10, you know, there's like five quarterbacks, you know, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes. So you can find quarterbacks, like Joe said. It's the running backs.
You know what the most amazing about McCaffrey is his size. The ability for him to play every snap and doing what he's doing at his size is pretty incredible. He's not very big. I mean, he got bigger, you know, over the offseason, but he's still not a very big guy.
Yeah, the chat room, Cliff Wilson, right, saying that McCaffrey's going to get worn down, probably also injured. But you know what? I agree he'll probably get banged up. But, you know, McCaffrey, you know, knock on wood, of course, now that fantasy's playoffs are strolling around, as soon as I say anything in regards to him being healthy, he's going to get hurt. So I'm not going to finish that sentence. But he's, let's just put it this way, he's been old reliable this year, good for at least 30 points each week. So if he can finish the season healthy, then I'm keeping him as the number one next year. But guys, now we're at the point where, go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say, a name that you had said previously was Dalvin Cook. He might be a top candidate to be a number one pick as well. I think with his size and durability, I know he had that injury a couple years ago, but he looks really good. The way that Minnesota's using him as well as well is, you know, makes him look even better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's looked like he's had a lot of explosiveness this year, and I expect as long as he stays healthy, that's going to keep up. But, you know, the Vikings have been a team they're still in the hunt. I mean, if it was any other year, Tooch, they'd probably be winning the division. But somehow right. Green Bay is up there at the top, and Minnesota's sitting at the top of the wild card spot. But, you know, that's a team that's going to stay in it because, you know, they've had pretty good O-line play, and that defense has gotten better throughout the year. So you really have to watch out for Dalvin Cook, especially if they make a deeper playoff run. You want them to stay where they are so they can try to have to fight for that division title. So if you have Dalvin Cook, that's good news for you.
Yeah, and I think exactly. it will come down towards the end. I think, you know, either one of the Packers or Vikings could end up on top of that division. I don't think either one of them has a more solid claim than the other. So I'm looking for that to be kind of a playoff fight down the stretch.
Yes, and we're talking about playoffs. We're trying to get you guys ready for the playoffs, and we're going to give you some strategy to make it into the playoffs, win your matches, your games, and then get into that title game and get some money. And before we get any further, guys, I gotta drop my dime, my fantasy championship dime, to people that are out there right now. So anybody listening to the show, you want to win your league, you want to make the playoffs, you want to make a run. If anybody in your league has dropped any players on the Cleveland Browns, you go and add them immediately. Specifically Baker Mayfield, who's been dropped in a lot of leagues. Tooch and John, let me read you the remaining schedule for the Cleveland Browns, okay? And this is for the playoff push here. So they get Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Arizona. That's gold, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in my notes, Joe. You know, when you're looking at playoffs, this is one of the questions I was asking. You could probably win the playoffs streaming a quarterback every week without going, you know, unless you have someone like Mahomes or Jackson or Russell Wilson. I don't think you have to stay bound to any of the other ones. You know, I'm looking at Matt Ryan. You know, I have got a couple shares of Matt Ryan. He's had like last 3 weeks, he's averaged like 8 points.
He lost me a game last week. He scored 7 points.
Yeah. So I'm also looking at other folks. Ryan Tannehill has got a fairly easy schedule. Sam Darnold has got a really easy schedule. Nick Foles has got a really easy schedule. Daniel Jones and Kyle Allen, their last, you know, whether it's championship, we got Daniel Jones championship week, or that last week he's got like a cake. I think he's playing the Redskins. So, you know, you could drop guys like is Matt Ryan droppable, Joe? Look at his schedule. Look at the offensive line is garbage. Julio Jones is banged up. Devontae Freeman's out. You can make a case for dropping Matt Ryan.
You definitely can. So, guys, let me read you the remaining schedule for Matt Ryan, because it's not a friendly schedule by any means. So if you're looking at Matt Ryan, you get this upcoming Thanksgiving. Sorry, I'm like this Thursday, which is Thanksgiving for most of our listeners. You've got New Orleans. The following week, you got Carolina. The following week, San Francisco. And then if your league goes into week 16, which some leagues don't because guys get benched, then they play Jacksonville. So that's really tough. And in Yahoo leagues, the last 3 weeks, Matt Ryan, after the bye, has had 21 points, 22 points, and then yesterday, 12 points. So, and that's in a league that's for when you get points for completions. So if you don't get completion points, you're talking 7 points and closer to like 18 or 19 a week. He has not been very good for a guy that we talked about being elite at the start of the year.
He started out first six games, threw for over 300 yards. You know, it's cooled off. But look at his schedule in those first six games. He played some cupcakes. So, I don't know. I think I might like to go into the playoffs with a guy like Tannehill or Sam Darnold. And Nick Foles. Nick Foles has got a lot of weapons. You know, and he does. I know he hasn't played particularly great, but, you know, he's rusty. You know, he's going to round into shape. I figure by the end of the season, Nick Foles should be pretty hot. Like, he got hot last year with the Eagles.
But I tell you what, guys, a team that's in the running for the playoffs and a team that's been surprising, and a guy that you were just talking about and we've been talking about the last couple weeks, Tooch, Ryan Tannehill has been very hot since he took over. Yeah. Week 7, 30 points. Week 8, 25 points. Week 9, 33 points. Week 10, 22 points. After the bye against Jacksonville, which was yesterday, 38 points. And now he gets, for the fantasy playoffs, Indianapolis, Oakland, Houston, and then if you play week 16, he gets New Orleans. Ryan Tannehill could be a guy to win you your league, and I'm not even joking about that. So if you get a chance to add him, I'd be all over that.
He's going to be a top add. And look at Sam Darnold the past couple weeks, and look at his schedule, Joe.
Yeah, it's cookie. It's cookie cutter good.
They both have weapons. Sam Darnold, you've got Le'Veon Bell to fall back on. He's got good tight end play from Ryan Griffin. He's got a couple good wideouts, Robbie Anderson and Jamison Crowder. So there's that's looking good. Ryan Tannehill's got great weapons too.
Ghost
free offense.
Yeah, you actually. Yeah, of course. John, I need you to say that one more time for me.
What's that?
The part about the ghost.
As long as he's not seeing ghosts, he'll be fine. There it is. Who are you gonna call? Tom Brady.
Yeah, sorry, I had to cue that. I had it, and I was like, "Ooh, say it one more time."
I'll give you one more too, Joe. I'll give the guys one more. I'm talking about, and this is just for week 13. Jared Goff, he is available in 83% of leages. Now he's playing the Cardinals defense this week that has allowed the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks all season, an average 28.6 points per game. So Jared Goff could be a good 1 week pick if you you got to win this week to get into the playoffs, Joe.
That's it.
I don't know about that.
It's big time. You got to do it. You got to get these wins
today. Yeah, well, you also were watching that Baltimore defense manhandling everybody. So
yeah, I know.
Cardinals defense a little bit less physical.
They've been playing pretty well coming down the stretch, though. They've been putting up some good game, so you just never know. I mean, it's the NFL, for God's sakes.
Yep.
You could see a totally different team show up. You just never know. And I hope so, because I think golf is better than what he's showing, but I don't know why the regression. I don't know. I mean, I can see the offensive line being the focal point on that for that reason, but man, just stick in there, man. Just find your weapons. You got a ton of weapons on that team.
So you guys feel, I mean, I'm going to advise people they could go ahead and stream a quarterback, because some of these guys, I mean, here's Kyle Allen has got the Redskins defense this week that Darnold just lit up. And Kyle Allen has got Christian McCaffrey, Greg Olsen, and DJ Moore had a huge week, Joe, finally. And he's also got Curtis Samuel. Kyle Allen could be a good play this week. They're at home against the Redskins.
Yeah, it's definitely a potential good play there. And you know, man, the fantasy playoffs, sometimes you gotta take some risks to get there, Tooch. You know, exactly. like we talked about, taking a guy like Tannehill or going with Foles or streaming a defense. You know, somebody asked me today if they should start the Lions defense against the Bears on Thanksgiving. And
why not?
You know what? Would you rather start the Lions defense against the Bears or the Vikings against the Seahawks? To me, that's a bit of a crapshoot.
Yeah, Bears only scored 19 points against the Giants defense. So, I mean, on a short week, you know, I think that's an all right play. I think the best defense to pick up and stream this week has got to be the Eagles, Joe, against the Miami Dolphins.
Well, anyone that plays the Dolphins is fantasy loveliness.
Yep.
What about New York Jets against Cincinnati?
Well, yeah, Dalton is back. I don't know if that makes that much of a difference, but Ryan Finley was just, I think he was averaging 150 yards passing a week. I think he had zero touchdowns. So it was kind of a no-brainer to bring back the red rifle.
Yeah, that's tough. Man. I don't know if Cincinnati is going to do anything or not. I hope they play AJ Green. I got him sitting on my bench still. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Zach Sullivan says Mitch is going to light up. I got to say, Mitch played a lot better. You know, you saw Mitch using his legs to make play. That was what we wanted to see the whole season, was Mitch, you know, getting out and making plays with his legs. So, I could say the Bears playoff obviously a little bit tougher. I think. They've got games at Dallas. I'm not sure. Help me out, Joe.
Their schedule's tough, too.
They still got to play the Packers and the Vikings again.
Yeah, so of course they're getting the Lions, you know, on Thanksgiving. But after that, Tooch, here we go. You get the Lions, you get the Cowboys, Green Bay, and then Kansas City. So that's tough. If your league goes to week 16 and you get Trubisky against that KC defense, you know, that might be, you know, a super flyer, but you're talking that's championship week. So are you going to put the faith in Trubisky to win you a championship? I don't know if I have that kind of cojones.
No, because the other guys have easier schedule. Those guys we noted, you know, Darnold and Tannehill and Foles. Those guys have some easy schedule. Now, running back, it's a totally different story, Joe. Now, there are...
Yeah, it is.
It's been tough. It's been tough, but there are guys out there, and I think you have to make a decision when you're looking to set a playoff roster, you know, and you know, after trade deadline, you've been using the waiver wire. Now, Jonathan Williams is a guy who's 61% owned. If he's out there, you have to grab him. He's getting a lot of touches and running behind that Colts offensive line.
Yeah.
Another guy who exploded was Rashad Penny after a pair of Chris Carson fumbles. But I'm not so sure that won't be a 50% split, though, Joe. Benny Snell, who had 100 yards rushing while James Conner was injured. And then LeSean McCoy might still be out there, but I'm not so sure that Darrell Williams isn't the better pickup. Damian Williams has got a rib injury. He went out, left the game last time. Other than that, we forgot to mention that Jay Ajayi returned, Joe.
Yeah, Jay Ajayi returned. And
returned to the Eagles. I don't think he's worth owning, but he's back.
It definitely complicates things in that backfield, that's for sure.
It does. That's yeah. So Tariq Cohen seems to be getting a lot more play with David Montgomery's ankle. So there are guys out there. Bo Scarborough had almost 100 yards. He seems to be the lead. You'll get a good look at him if you're watching the Bears game on Thursday.
Yeah.
We've got three games Thursday, Joe. There's a lot of games that have fan. I was looking at the schedule, Joe. The schedule has got a lot of fantasy potential. I mean, look at the schedule, Joe. They could pick out half the games with good fantasy potential. I mean, pick one, Joe, and I could probably find one just as good, John.
Well, let's quickly go through the Thanksgiving games, guys.
Yeah.
And John, I'm just going to read these to you, and you tell me the one that stands out to you for fantasy. But, of course, you lead things off at 12:30 Eastern with the Bears at Lions, followed by Buffalo Bills at Cowboys. And then my opinion for the fantasy explosion of Thanksgiving is going to be the night game, the one that's on 8:20 Eastern, 7:20 Central. You got Saints going to play the Falcons.
Yeah.
For me, I'm firing up everybody I got in that game. And, you know, I kind of like some of the Cowboys in this game. You know, they've been kind of inconsistent, but the Buffalo Bills have a good defense. But I think I'm going to get a decent performance out of Zeke Elliott. And I like my guy. Why am I totally drawing a blank here on the receiver from the Cowboys? That's not Amari Cooper.
Michael Gallup.
Thank you. Gallup like a horse. Yeah, yeah, Michael Gallup.
Amari Cooper is going to be probably matched up against Tre'Davious White, the Bills' lockdown corner. But, you know, Amari Cooper got shut down last week by, is it Stephon Gilmore? The Patriots. So Gallup's Cooper, been... guy who doesn't lighten up until championship week. Yeah, Gallup and Randall Cobb have been getting, you know, with Amari Cooper getting locked down, it's been Gallup and Randall Cobb.
Yeah, and Gallup's been...
Cobb's a good pickup right now.
Cobb too, and Gallup has been doing well since the bye. He's been over 10 points for 4 weeks straight, and then not this week, but last week against the Lions, Gallup almost 30 points. So when he's not getting the attention against Buffalo, he could do some damage. And I wouldn't be shocked to see Gallup do some damage against the Bears next Thursday night, especially given the fact that they're going to be paying a lot of attention to Amari Cooper.
That's right. The Bears are on a little Thursday night schedule here for the next two weeks, right? The next two games are Thursdays for the Bears. Yeah. So
I got the Bears defense going big time this week, guys.
Against the Lions. Yeah,
against that. I heard that third string quarterback come in.
Right.
I can't remember his name. It should be
Stafford and Driscoll are out. I don't even know who the Lions third string quarterback is. But
is it like Broughton or something? I can't remember. It's Yeah, it was a draft pick this past year. So
his name
I think
is
the Bears
Meat.
Will have a good letting him in.
Yeah, I like the Bears to win this one if there's no Matt Stafford. Shit.
It's Paul Crewe is the backup quarterback.
Right. Right. But you know, there's guys at wide receiver out there too, Joe. I mean, a lot of people dropped Sterling Shepard, you know, because he had the concussion issues. You know,
yeah, he's out there.
He's a target monster, you know, and then you got D.D. Westbrook. He's out there too. He's also a target monster. And like I said, Foles
N'Keal
and them
Harry.
Have a N'Keal Harry, and the Patriots were forced to start two wide receivers. You could pick up either one of those guys. But if you want, you still have Cole Beasley. That guy scored. He hasn't scored less than 9 points all season. So he's got a high floor but a low ceiling. If you just need someone, you know, to slip in your flex position at wide receiver, you know, you could do a lot worse. And then, of course, you got A.J. Brown, who exploded against the Jaguars for the Titans. They finally got a quarterback that can get this guy the ball. Have you seen this guy, Joe, A.J. Brown?
Oh, yeah.
This guy looks like a tight end out there, and he's fast. He moves like a wide. He's big, man. He's like 6-something and 220, 230. This dude is fast, too. Next year, this guy will be a good pickup.
And, Tooch, if you want to go super sleeper pick for this week and you want to have some cojones, Cordarrelle Patterson for the Bears, potentially going to be playing tight end on Thursday.
Ooh,
and
wow.
if he gets in that tight end position, you know, that could very well make for a decent day of the fantasy office. Now, I know that that's a lot of speculation there, but they don't have a whole lot of healthy tight ends right now, Tooch, and Patterson's built like one, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, there is a lot of wide receiver out there. I know Big J mentioned Randall Cobb. You've also got Mecole Hardman, while Tyreek Hill, you know, Tyreek Hill's got an injury that could linger. You know, and Kansas City, they're not shy about throwing the ball, Joe. You know?
No, they're not.
Robbie Anderson has had touchdowns the past 2 weeks, too. Now, as that schedule lightens up, you know, Sam Darnold's starting to find his rhythm after mononucleosis. He's chasing away
disease.
The ghosts, and he's beating mono. So.
Oh, wait, did you say something about ghosts?
Ghosts?
Sorry, I had to. You said ghosts.
Well, Kesick, you like any wide receivers out there I mentioned?
Yeah, you know, there's one that you did mention. I thought it's been putting up some numbers. Devontae Parker. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I actually have one share of him. He's solid.
Yeah, he's been having a good season this year. Yeah, I think everything else that you said is pretty spot on. I think Randall Cobb, he's going to be a sleeper for sure going into the playoffs. I think it might be somebody I'm going to pick up going forward. Another
Let me ask
Larry
you guys, Larry Fitzgerald, I've got a share of him. Let me ask you guys a question. The Texans are playing against the Patriots this week. And DeAndre Hopkins will be matched up against Stephon Gilmore, the Patriots.
Gilmore.
Patriots are allowing the least fantasy points to wide receivers this season. Do you start Devontae Parker over DeAndre Hopkins, Joe?
Oh, man. I can't do it, man. I know it's a lot of people think it makes sense, but I think part of the way you get in your playoffs is you got to stick with your studs, and any week you bench him, DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, he can go off against any team at any time. I mean, just look what he did last week. The guy, you know, he's down and out, and then all of a sudden he's got two touchdowns. So I have a hard time benching a guy like that any day of the week.
What about Deshaun Watson versus Jameis Winston? Who do you start this week? Watson against the Patriots or Jameis Winston versus who are they playing?
I'd go Jameis. They're
playing the Jaguars.
Yeah, Jameis has been putting it together. I mean, guys, Jameis Winston's last five games. You ready for this? fantasy points. 28 points, 29 points, 25, 23, and against Atlanta last week, 35 points. So that's just the last 5 weeks.
Plus Watson's playing the Patriots. I mean, I don't think the Patriots are going to play bad. I think.
But we also have to get on that team. And I have to play devil's advocate, John. I know you would blow Tom Brady if you had the chance, but but look what Baltimore and Lamar Jackson did to the Patriots. Can we expect that to potentially happen with God, who am I just talking about? The Texans.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I would say no. But you just never know. He's the same type of athlete. So me being a Patriot homer, I would say no. But he is the Michael Jordan. They call him the Michael Jordan in the NFL. So I guess I could see it happening. But I still would play Jameis Winston for safety. I mean, Dak Prescott had a horrible game. I understand the weather, but he couldn't complete a pass up to other than what Gallup. I think I saw a couple of passes to him. That was pretty much it. Maybe a couple of short passes to Zeke, but I don't know. It'll be a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on board with you guys there. I like Winston better, but Watson got a lot of people where they are, and he had a couple stinker games too. So, you know, any quarterback can be human any day of the week, but I like Winston's matchup better. And you know, as much as I say play your studs, and I agree with that, you also have to pay attention to the matchups and kind of the way they've been trending. So Watson had some good games, but he also had some stinkers lately.
Yeah, but Houston, I mean, I think all the receivers are finally healthy too, right? They got Fuller and Kenny Stills with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should be fine. I think the Patriots, I mean, they have a great defense, but those guys, they're all pretty darn good. So I think Watson will have a fine day. I don't want him to, but I think he'll be all right with those three guys out
that
there.
That game's in Foxborough, Joe?
Is that, I think it's in Houston.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Yeah, I think it's in Houston, yeah.
In Houston, yeah.
Yeah, so here we go. There's a lot of great games coming up this week, guys. And, you know, we're approaching the tail end of the show. I figure we should talk a little bit about the matchups coming up. So we talked about Thanksgiving night and all day long. Football frenzy, really. I mean, you want football all day, you got it. Morning, afternoon, day and night. You're just going to suck football down all day. There's a drop for you, guys. That came out wrong.
There we go. Suck it down. suck it down.
Yeah, but cooking turkey in a bag, according to Zach Sullivan. That sounds like a delicious day. Anything with turkey sounds great, but there's some top quality matchups here on Sunday in Fantasy World that we got to talk about, guys. And, you know, the one that I'm really looking at is San Francisco at Baltimore.
Yeah.
Sunday, 1:00, and what has to be the game of the week. You know, two awesome teams. Two awesome defenses, two powerhouse offenses.
Yep.
You know, this is a fantasy game that I'm not quite sure how to approach, guys, because you got two great offenses going against two great defenses, and usually that means it'll be a defensive game, but something about this game, I just get the vibe that it's going to be an offensive game. Tooch, who do you like in this game against San Francisco and Baltimore?
Well, I'm going to take the Ravens to keep rolling. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that. I mean, San Francisco's defense awfully tough, but I think the Ravens are going to pull it out. I think they'll be able to score. Both teams should be able to score, but I don't expect it to be that high of a game, scoring game. There's a potential for it to be a high scoring game, but I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to be a bit of a slog defensively.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be something to behold for real. And something to, you know, look at in this game is the rushing attacks. Both teams have been pretty solid against the run. And I know, John, you're probably about to go there. I'll let you take it over. But talk a little bit about the rushing attacks on these games.
Well, I was about to say, aren't they both like 1-2 in the rushing offense? They got to be close. Up there, I believe. Yeah, so I think the ground game, I mean, if you stop that, I think the problem is you can't keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket. He's going to get yards. Good thing about that defense on San Francisco is they're pretty dang fast, and they get the quarterback pretty well. We saw that Pittsburgh had success with that. So as long as you can get Lamar Jackson to throw the ball and they're not gaining, you know, 4 or 5 yards at chunk yards on each run, I think they might have success. But I don't see them being blanked out. I bet, you know, 24, 28 points might be something like that. I don't think they're going to score in the high 30s.
Yeah, I agree with you, buddy. And, you know, another game that we have to touch on here, and we talked about the Browns being a team to help you guys make your fantasy championship, but you get the Browns going down to play the Steelers, and what's a rivalry game. And on top of it, you've got a hungry Browns team that's just fighting to stay alive, and you have a Steelers team that's playing with a new quarterback who was, you know, put in the game over Mason Rudolph last week after he was benched. And you have to look at if these guys are healthy. But, you know, Myles Garrett out for the rest of the season, maybe for the immediate future. You have to look at both of these teams as fantasy options, you know, especially if any of those stud players can play on Pittsburgh. You know, I don't know exactly what the status is of James Conner or Juju, but you're going to want to fire up anybody you can. James Washington has been fantastic. He could be a great play here against the Browns. And then Jarvis Landry has been fantasy dynamite the last 2-3 weeks. I expect that to keep going. And the running game, Tooch, for the Browns has been very impressive with both Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. You know, how do you pick a winner out of that bunch?
Well, I mean, Nick Chubb has been so good, man. They've been using Kareem Hunt in the passing game to great success. So they've got a 1-2 punch. Putting those two guys in the backfield at the same time is going to open up a lot of stuff for Baker Mayfield. So, yeah, Baker Mayfield's the one who's going to benefit. He's also gotten great play from Jarvis Landry, who's catapulted himself into the wide receiver one discussion now. He's got to be a top 8 receiver on the season, Joe, I would think. I haven't looked it up, but man, he still has Odell Beckham and David Njoku returns. That's why we like Baker Mayfield the rest of the season. Yeah, I still like Chubb. I think you can still fire him up as at least a running back two, sometimes a low end running back one. If you're in a big team league, 14 teams, Kareem Hunt, you know, you gobbled him up, stuck him as a flex or even a running back two, you're doing okay.
Did you say gobble too?
Well, you got the Thanksgiving right around the corner.
Gobble.
Say, how many, what's Chubb averaging yardage wise per game? He's got to be close to 90, doesn't he? Or I mean, every time I see him, it's like 100 yards.
Yeah.
Keep talking. He's been having a good season. Stall while I look it up.
Yeah, he's the number 6 running back overall with 225 fantasy points. Let's see. He's already over 1,000 yards. So
he's at 90 at least. He's another one of those guys.
Yeah. 1,117 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's also caught 30 balls.
He's averaging 5 yards a carry, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all you could ask for a running back, right?
And he's already at 1,100 yards. I expect him to easily hit that 1,500 mark, you know, rushing by the end of the year, and that's not even counting his receiving yards. You know, he's only been doing a little bit of receiving, but he's caught 30 balls on the season for 224 yards. It's pretty impressive. 7 touchdowns. The kid has been just out of his mind good. Yep. I mean, and through all that, how many fumbles do you think he's lost this year, guys?
I don't know.
One.
Two. Three? Two?
He's three. Three. He's lost 3 fumbles all year.
Right. You know, he's second incredible in yards rushing. Christian McCaffrey's number one with 1123. 6 yards behind him is Nick Chubb. So, like we said, Joe, if you drafted Nick Chubb, you're a happy drafter. It's just, you know, Kareem Hunt is kind of cut into his production, but you know, he's still pretty productive.
He is, and Nick Chubb is a candidate to be a top fantasy pick next year as well.
Yeah.
But you gotta ride those Browns to fantasy championship glory. This is the point, gentlemen, where the weight has paid off. So if you held Baker Mayfield, if you held Jarvis Landry, you held Odell Beckham Jr., even a guy like David Njoku, this is the part where you know the victory is there for you. It's within grasp. So hold on to those guys, start them, and make sure you thank Fantasy Football Goon when all is said and done. Right, guys?
That's right.
Here's a guy that came back from the dead for you guys. Tight end for the Saints, Cooks. He's been having Jared a Cook. Good second half.
I did not save him. He got dropped.
But Tooch didn't save him. But Tooch and I have been talking about Jared Cook for the last 2 weeks. And
yeah,
he's back from the dead. And John has him now. And he's probably going to beat our ass with him.
You know, and as far as tight ends, you know, the cream is rising to the top. Again, Joe, as Travis Kelce overtakes Austin Hooper, who's out with an injury. Zach Ertz moved up into third place. Then you've got Mark Andrews, Darren Waller, and George Kittle, and Evan Engram. So even Greg Olsen is right behind Engram, and Hunter Henry right behind Olsen. So the top 10 is pretty much all the guys who kind of figured a tight end who'd be there. Now, the guys we didn't expect to be there are guys like Gerald Everett, Ryan Griffin, and Darren Fells. You know,
yeah.
I was going to say, Everett's been having a heck good. Of a year as well.
Exactly, yep. Yep, so Ryan Griffin has taken that Chris Herndon spot, Joe.
Yeah, which we thought for sure Herndon would be a beast, but
yeah, like I was saying,
in the doghouse,
there is there's not a lot of stuff to grab at tight end. There's Ryan Griffin is out there. You know, he's 63% owned, and the Jets are playing better offensively. Then you've got Jack Doyle. Gerald Everett is 57% owned. I expect Kyle Gesicki Rudolph.
How about Gesicki for the Dolphins?
Yeah, Gesicki, he's out there as well. And Noah Fant might be a guy. With Emmanuel Sanders gone, he's getting a lot of targets. So he's a guy to think about at tight end. And then the guy who took Will Disley's place, Joe, Jacob Hollister. He looks like a pretty good athlete too, and he's got Russell Wilson throwing in the ball.
What about Jacob Abercrombie and Fitch?
Is that Jacob Hollister?
No, it's just never mind. I John, do you get the joke, John?
LFO.
Yeah, LFO. See, Tooch is like totally lost right now.
He's old.
I'm old.
So you know the store Hollister in the mall, Tooch?
Hollister. Is there a store called Hollister? I know the Abercrombie.
Hollister's like the big competitor with Abercrombie, at least back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Hollister go out of business?
No.
Nope, still there.
But this is the Make Tooch Feel Old show.
Yeah, we don't have either of those in Iowa, Joe.
Yeah, no.
They wear Carhartt down there. Over there.
And they grow corn and drink whiskey.
That's right.
Duluth and Carhartt.
We believe in the efficiency of bourbon, Joe.
Yes, no doubt. Very efficient.
Power's the automobile.
Yes. But, guys, we talked about a lot of these big matchups coming up. Guys who to start, guys who to bench. But, Tooch, we got to be a little bit sad, though, because inevitably, Tooch, when we start talking about the fantasy playoffs, you know what that means.
Yeah. It's almost over the whole season.
That's right. It means that fantasy football is almost gone. It means that it's without our grasp. It's almost out of our fingertips. But, Tooch, we have the answer, Tooch. And John, we have the answer. The answer for us is we're going to put together a guillotine league for the NFL playoffs.
Bears Barroom Guillotine League. Nice.
Woo.
I was talking about it today. I had to explain guillotine league to a guy at work.
So anyone listening to the show, Reach out to us on Twitter at FFBGoon. You can hit me up at Joe Mando, Tucci at Santucci underscore John.
Yep.
John, I think, is Kestaddy. What is it, John?
I don't know. I don't use Twitter a lot.
JKessick3, I think.
So don't reach out to John because he doesn't use Twitter. But you can reach out to Tooch. You can reach out to at FFBGoon, at Bears Barroom, at Joe Mandel.
Yep.
And make sure you guys let us know if you're interested in being a part of that Guillotine League.
Yeah.
We'll definitely
guys
set
in
it
the
up.
Chat room, like Cliff or Zach, want to be in the Guillotine League? I think I don't know how many teams we'll have, Joe, but maybe 8 or 10.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to look into that. Probably look into that while I'm traveling on the plane in Maui. I got a lot of travel ahead of me, Tooch, so I can get the details together for this Guillotine League. And I'm so excited to get into it because I feel like that'd be fun for the playoffs. And, you know, whoever you get, obviously if your team gets eliminated, then you're shit out of luck.
But people are asking what the Guillotine League is, Joe. Next year we'll have a full season one, and I think usually you go with 17 teams. And it's what it is you draft, and then the low scorer every week is out, and their players go to the waiver wire and can be picked up, you know, just like a normal waiver wire. So that's the Guillotine League. And then the last you get to guillotine, you get to the end, and there should be only two players left the last week.
So I think you got to have
18 teams if you're going to go 17 weeks.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine, Tooch, the
drafting 18? Wow, that would be tough.
No, I was going to that too, but I was going to say, can you imagine if you make the championship game, how do you pick who to start?
Yeah, exactly. You got to go matchups. Yeah, you got to go with all the matchups. Yep. Yeah, it's a real cutthroat type league, and we'll have a full season one next year for the Barroom. And then a playoff one this season with maybe eight teams or 10 teams.
I love it, man. I mean, we'll figure it out. They might not offer specific Guillotine Leagues for the playoffs, but I'm sure they do. And if they don't, we'll have some sort of fantasy playoffs. Yeah. So we'll find a way to make it work.
Yep.
Zach Sullivan in the chat says he's in. Cliff Wilson says, I don't know what a Guillotine League is, but I'm interested. And he says he's in now. So the chat is all fired up about it. We're fired up about it. John Kessick, are you fired up about it?
I'm always fired up, baby.
Up for fantasy. And coming up next on Bears Barrow, we got Chai fans in the stands with Joe Mandel and Greg Braggs Jr. So keep tuned right here. Keep your radio dial right here.
Oh, my gosh. Fix
LR. Who's on Chai fans tonight, Joe?
Well, that's a fantastic question, guys. We have a pretty awesome lineup tonight. So here we go. Chai fans in the stands tonight. We have Zach Pearson from Bear Report. Who's going to help us break down what we saw against the Giants and what to expect versus the Lions on Thanksgiving. And then we have a very special guest also after that, after Zach is on the show, around 10 o'clock Central, 11 Eastern, my fellow Blues brother and best man, Lucas Kalantzis, joining the show
nice.
To help us break down.
Great speech. By the best man.
Yeah. And then help us break down the Mando wedding, which was an absolute blast this weekend.
Play by play.
That was amazing. Epic wedding.
Yeah, it was excellent. Great time, great food, great top shelf booze. Yes, sir.
But gents, after all that and said and done, we talked about a lot of fun shit tonight. We're getting everybody ready for fantasy playoffs.
Yep.
We're fired up. We're going to help you win your title. Except for the guys that are playing against me, then forget you. But Tooch, I appreciate you as always, my brother. It's breaking it down, having fun on the dance floor.
Yeah.
it's always fun doing this with you every week, man.
Oh, likewise, Joe. And I'd like to say good luck to all the Barflies in all their respective leagues this week and through the playoffs.
Absolutely. And don't forget to reach out to us on Twitter at FFBGoon, at Joe Mandel, at Santucci underscore John. Make sure you hit us up for the fantasy advice you need on Twitter. We're going to help you out. And also a huge thanks to our guest tonight, our very special guest, John Kessick. John, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Big Jake.
I always love listening to you guys. No problem, buddy. Yep. Good luck to everybody in their leagues, and hopefully we can bring home some championships. Let's bring home the trophy, baby.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Right. We'll be gone next week, but don't forget to come back the following week to make sure we'll help you with those fantasy matchups and get you primed and ready to go. But Tooch, the way we end every show, you know, we're getting ready for playoffs, sure. But God bless America, God bless football, and let's kick some ass.
So long, farewell, our leaders and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.